I can't tell you how excited I was about the first ball being bowled in the third test at Edgbaston. And my God, if you like wickets, well, you got to see 13 of them in day one. But I've been told by a reliable source, that being Michael Slater, it was just bad batting from the Aussies. Let's find out from another expert in Stuart Clark. G'day, Clarky.
G'day, boys. Well, what a day of cricket. Where do you start? Not sure it was completely bad batting. The ball did swing and did seam everywhere, but there were some pretty ugly shots mixed in amongst some pretty good bowling by James Anderson.
Well, three blokes got out by leaving the ball, Stuart. What do you call that?
Well, mate, the wicket had a bit of life in it. Look, three blokes getting out is probably too much. The odd bloke, Peter Neville, got one that seamed back. Maybe that's passable. But, look, I think the biggest problem, these guys don't play on wickets like this anymore. Mm. You go back 15 to 20 years when, you know, Slats and Tubby and guys like that, if you remember the, I think it was the Edgbaston test where Tubby hadn't got runs for ages, sent him in, you know, he batted on a green wicket, took one for the team, ended up getting 100 in the second inning.
Yep.
They don't play on wickets like this anymore. The wickets are pretty good for batting all the time. Yep. You want to see lots of runs, fours and sixes. You know, maybe we need to start making some wickets and making the batters just a little bit more difficult, or batting a little bit more difficult.
Now, Michael Clark had said before the game that he would bowl if he won the toss, and then they won the toss, and then he decided to bat. Now, is it the wrong or right decision?
Look, looking at the wicket, and I suppose in hindsight it's easy to sit here and say, oh, well, they should have bowled. But, look, I think they did the right thing. They batted. They just didn't execute well enough. And James Anderson, you've got to give him some credit. In conditions that swing and seam a bit, he was outstanding and swinging the ball both ways, seaming it both ways, and he tore us to shreds.
No doubt about that. I don't think he got a wicket in the second test.
I don't think he did either. No, I think you're correct there. I think he really struggled. But, you know, again, he's one of those bowlers.
Yeah.
If there's a little bit of life in the wicket, and more importantly, if the atmospheric conditions overhead suit, he's hard work, and we saw today, he bowls 83, 84 mile an hour, so he's not express, but he had Australia's number today.
Don't get me wrong. I think it's going to be an enthralling test match. I don't think we're out of it by any means, Stewie.
Without doubt. And I tell you what, Glenn Bell, he should be sitting in the sheds tonight, tomorrow, whatever he's doing, giving himself a right royal rocket. He played probably the worst shot I've seen in international cricket from a number three batsman in the last 10 years. About four balls before they went off a bad light. He ran down to Nathan Lyon on a pitch that's not spinning, and I don't know where he tried to hit it. Maybe he tried to hit it to the moon or something like that, and hit it straight up in the air and got caught. Trevor Bayliss, he needs a rocket. That was dreadful batting.
What about Michael Clark? Clark was bowled by Finn for 10. There was some suggestions that it was a good nut. He looked very late on it. Is he at the crossroads of his career now?
No, you're death riding.
I'm not death riding Michael Clark, but, you know, time stands still for no man. And, you know, I think he needs a big score in the, you know, in the second dig of the third test with it one all to, if he's going to go beyond this series.
Look, he'll definitely get this series. There's no question about that. He's the captain for the tour. They've said that. Look, he got a good ball, yes, but look, he hasn't been in the best touch for the last probably, you know, 6 to 8 test matches. I can't remember the last time he got a big score. I think probably the Australian series. So, look, the question marks will start to come. And the biggest problem Michael's got, when you're 21, you can get away with it and say, look, he's a player of the future. But when you're 34, everyone starts saying, oh, hang on, is the eyes slowing? Are the feet going?
Yeah.
Has he still got the want? All those other little, you know, other side issues start to come into play. Michael, there's no question he's still a good player. But you've got to get runs, and the only thing and the only currency you've got when you're a professional athlete is runs, wickets, tries, whatever it may be.
What about Alistair Cook, mate? He's he was smoking his pipe. He thought he just smashed another boundary, and all of a sudden, Adam Voges gets the ball out of his bread basket.
Well, I think your normal co-host caught someone like that in an Ashes series at the MCG one day.
He did.
Caught him the jumper.
Yes,
he did.
I can't remember. It might have been Graham Thorpe, I think, from memory, but. Oh, look, when you hit them that good and you think you're probably thought, you know, go and pat down the wicket, you know, tell him, you know, look around and taking a bit of the atmosphere. And next thing you know, he's on his way back to the pavilion. But, you know, Adam Voges, he almost spilled the first one for the first wicket and then caught an absolute beauty in the for the second.
He hit it straight to him.
Yeah, it was a dolly. It was a dolly.
That's a regulation catch.
That's a typical journalist, Webby. Look at the scores. Don't worry about what happened. Just read the scorecard.
He's trying to end careers here.
Well, someone's got to. Someone's got to be hard on this show. You guys are all cheerleading the Australian team. I reckon it's all over. Give them the Ashes now.
Yeah. You reckon the Ashes are gone?
Well, I don't like the look of it in this test.
I've got to tell you, Stuart, you need to get back. The world of rugby league's unravelling without you in charge down there at New South Wales Rugby League.
Look, sometime next week I'll have a good hard look at it. At the moment, TK, I'm enjoying the Northern Hemisphere and what it has to offer, which at the moment is rain.
Stewie, I don't know how a league administrator takes a holiday in the middle of the season. That's outrageous.
And on that, I heard that the NARC had a little bit of had this word to me last week as well about, but Webby, I don't know about you, but I don't plan my holidays 2 days before I leave. Did you ever consider that maybe I've had this plan for a little while and it was part of the deal?
If
you want the goods, you got to take what comes with it.
Oh, mate, I take mid-season holidays all the time.
Yeah.
Because the league season, as you know, now that you're in the now you're in the jungle, it never ends. Yeah. Well, it just never ends.
Always on.
Yeah.
David Trodden, he's got it sorted down there.
Yeah, he's David Trodden. Well and truly under control. Now, mate, what do you think happens today?
Well, I think Australia have got to find a way to get 7 wickets quickly. Yeah. I don't think they bowl particularly well. I think they've got to be a little bit more patient. And I think Michael probably needs to be a little bit more patient with his bowlers as well. He tends to want to, you know, 3 slips, 4 slips, 2 slips, 1 slip, 8 slips. You know, Jimmy Anderson, what he does well is he bowls a lot of balls in the same spot, does a little bit each way. Australia are going to have to hang in there. And look, as long as the scoreboard's not ticking over and they're not giving away boundaries, well, the game's sort of standing still. And what tends to happen on wickets like this is you lose clumps of wickets. Very hard to start. Australia got to get the ball in the right spot. If they do that, they're a chance. If they come out and try and blow England off the park with bounces and, you know, half volleys and pitch it up, they could be chasing 200. Anything under about 120, I think Australia are well in the game. But if England, pile on and they're 200 ahead, I think Australia are going to struggle.
Stewie, always good to talk, mate. Enjoy the rest of your busman's holiday. I think that's what we'd call it. And thanks for your time this morning. Let's hope we can recover.
Cheers, boys, and hope the Aussies, and hopefully the Aussies can take a few wickets and make this game a bit interesting.
Well, I wanted to see a good contest, and we've got a good contest. Good on you, Stuart. Stuart Clark joining us there. England currently 3 for 133, only 3 runs behind our first innings total with 7 wickets in hand.